This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, October 31st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. White House blasts House spending bills. Project awarded $32 million to expand local and regional food systems, and ERS looking at Midwestern cover crops. White House blasts House spending bills. The Biden administration is voicing dissatisfaction with two House spending bills teed up for action this week, criticizing drastic budget cuts and legislative riders targeting the administration's diverse equity and inclusion efforts. House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana adding the funding bills for the Transportation Department, Interior Department, and EPA to the tentative calendar for this week. Echoing previous statements of administration policy, the White House Office of Management and Budget said in both of its statements that House Republicans, quote, are wasting time with partisan bills that cut domestic spending to levels well below those agreed to in the debt ceiling agreement signed in June. House appropriators have proposed cutting EPA's budget by 39% to $6.2 billion, while the Senate Appropriations Committee has proposed a slight cut to about $9.9 billion. Nearly 100 projects awarded $32 million to expand local and regional food systems. Agriculture Marketing Service awarding more than $32 million to 98 projects. That to help support local and regional food producers by broadening market opportunities such as farmers markets, local food hubs, and farm-to-institution programs, says Jenny Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Affairs. The Local Agriculture Market Program, or LAMP, provides funds through the 2018 Farm Bill and the Fiscal Year 23 Annual Appropriations. This round of LAMP funding includes 55 projects totaling $13.9 million under the Farmers Market Promotion Program. In Washington, D.C., Fresh Farm Markets received $500,000 to grow its customer base and loyalty for local food. The Local Food Promotion Program is funding 33 projects valued at $14.1 million to help support processing, aggregation, distribution, and storage of local and regional food products. The Regional Food System Partnership Program, with funding of $4.4 million, will support 10 partnerships across 8 states and the District of Columbia. In California, the RFSB program will establish a program to connect and amplify impacts of good food purchasing initiatives in Los Angeles and the Bay Area. One goal is to increase values-aligned food purchasing by institutions. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bird flu cases on the rise. Highly pathogenic bird flu continues to rise across the country, expanding into 14 states with 1.4 million birds affected over the last 30 days. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirming nearly 300,000 birds affected at a commercial upland game bird facility in Alabama on October 27th, then a commercial turkey facility in California with just shy of 32,000 birds was also added to the list of recently impacted locations. Brazil's soybean planting reaches 40% complete amid lingering precip concerns. Brazilian farmers have planted 40% of this year's soybean acres, but dryness and heat remain concerns in the country's largest producing state of Mato Grosso, that according to the consulting firm Agrel. Light rains arrived in some of the state last week, helping to reduce the heat, but the volumes and distribution were very irregular, and there remains a fear of replanting larger soybean areas and sowing outside the ideal window. Meanwhile, planting is progressing nicely in southern states like Paraná, where planting continued at an accelerated pace, favored by a respite in the rains and crops developing very well. Planting progress for the entire country is up from 30% a week ago, but slower than the 46% recorded at this time last year. Sugar, small fraction of Halloween candy cost. Curious how much goes back into the sugar farmer in those bite-sized pieces of candy passed out around this holiday? For most sweet treats, farms and those working in the sugar industry will receive just pennies. The American Sugar Alliance, a national coalition of sugarcane and sugar beet producers and related industries, analyzed several different popular treats and the amount of sugar as it relates to cost to consumers. Rob Johansson, former USDA chief economist and ASA director of economics and policy analysis, determined that in a bag of candy corn that costs $3.49, sugar constitutes 31 cents, just 3 cents for a serving. And what does the farmer get? Less than a penny. ERS looking at Midwestern cover crop survey. The Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service is considering a new survey looking at corn and soybean farmers' use of cover cropping and their interest in federal programs incentivizing the practice. The survey, ERS said in a public request for comments, will ask farmers their thoughts on, quote, how contract flexibility, ease of applying, payments, and other aspects of cover crop contracts affects farmers' willingness to enroll their corn and soybean fields in cover crop programs. The survey would be either done online or by mail, and participation would be voluntary, the agency said. USDA prepares application process for 2022 ERP. The USDA is preparing to open up the application process for more than $3 billion in funding for producer crop losses due to disasters last year. The agency plans to begin accepting applications for the 2022 Emergency Relief Program today, that according to a press release. The program covers crop, tree, bush, and vine losses from natural disasters like wildfires, hurricanes, floods, derechos, excessive heat, and tornadoes, among other things. Producers interested in applying for ERP should contact their local FSA office, the release says. Well, here's today's He Said It. I called the new speaker Miracle Mike Johnson because it is a miracle that we have been able to get back to business when we shouldn't have been out of business in the first place. That's Representative Zach Nunn, the Iowa Republican, in an interview with AgriPulse Noah Wicks. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, October 31st. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.